At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm going to say something that's kind of actually hard for me to talk about and say, but I want to know if other parents can ever relate to this situation. I don't really love the newborn life. I don't really love that stage. I don't know if it's a guy thing. I don't know if it's me. I have a question in the back of my head. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. So my wife and I just recently had a baby about 5 weeks ago. And I hate saying this. I hate saying it out loud. And I feel like people are going to like twist it and turn it and make it a whole thing. But I don't really feel like my connection with my newborn as strong, at least especially even in the newborn stage, as it was with my others, with my four-year-old and my two-year-old. And one of the reasons is probably my attitude towards the newborn stage. I don't really get excited for that part. There's realistically not much newborns do.
Right.
They kind of sleep.
A lot of sleep.
They do a lot of sleeping, a lot of pooping, and a lot of contact naps. And I think like the snuggles and stuff like that, like even when we were on vacation recently, people kept coming up to us and like, oh my God, how old is your baby? He's only 1 month. I miss the snuggles. And it was always the woman who says, I miss the snuggles. So I don't know if it's enough. Like I was going to ask Kevin if he felt the same way as a dad, because for me, I feel like I'm especially struggling with my youngest, because my four-year-old and two-year-old need so much attention, and I honestly love the stage they're in. My four-year-old is talking away and asking really in-depth questions and learning about the world. Kevin, you had dropped off books for my four-year-old, so we had like all those books were pretty much educational and like for 12-year-olds, I felt like, which I loved. But like he was like asked a million questions. We were learning about planets and like our bodies in space. And I was like, this is so cool for me. My two-year-old is freaking adorable and says the funniest stuff. And I'm like, my newborn, when it's my turn up with the newborn, I'm like chilling. And I just feel so disconnected and it sucks. But I just don't know if anyone else feels that way or has ever felt that way.
I totally get what you're saying. I think it's not just the newborn stage. I am currently in a stage with my son that I don't feel I'm connecting as he's, you know, moving into high school. And I felt that same way with my daughter, but I also felt that same way with the newborn stage.
Like there are certain stages that you just connect with more.
You're just like, you don't do anything or you don't want me around. That's kind of what I feel about the high school stage. Yeah, you don't want me around, but then they come back around.
Do you? Because I feel guilty. I feel guilty that when we divide and conquer, my wife and I, with this, you know, being outnumbered thing, I feel like I'm taking on more time with the bigs, the four-year-old and the two-year-old. And when it's my time, because the baby needs so much attention from mom, I feel like they're like so bonded and he's like smiling at her. And I'm like, what are you? I feel like he doesn't like me. Like he gets like crying more. I feel like I'm struggling there, man.
I feel like specifically for you, it's hard because you don't like to sit still anyway.
I was going to say that.
Especially when you have the two older kids and you are so used to running around doing things. And same like when you're in the studio, like sometimes in between segments, you'll get up and just like take a lap around the office. Like you seriously are always moving. So I don't think you need to feel guilty about it, because that is just who you are, but I think it's a reminder to just sit still and appreciate the little moments. But it is kind of just who you are.
I don't see this as a negative at all. I mean, it's not like there's a shortage of love anywhere. I mean, you love your kids more than anything in the world. I think it's beautiful that you and your wife each have different connections with your kids, and it might feel a little weird right now with the newborn because your wife is also breastfeeding the baby. So they are spending a ton of time together. But I mean, that's just how it is. And you are like, you're a go, go, go person. So that, of course, you're going to like the crazy toddler phase where you're running around with them. Like, that's just, once again, like AB said, who you are.
I hated the feeling, though.
You were this way with all of your kids, though, right? Like, you always preferred the older stages.
You know what is one of the things, though, that was I think I did forget about the newborn stage is people had mentioned this so many times. And I thought it was the weirdest comment that people would make about my daughter, Emerson. Be like, man, if I had an Emerson. And people just made it so many times when we're out in public. Like, why do people keep saying that? I tell my wife, like, I don't know. And I forgot, like, my daughter was a very easy newborn. I forgot how hard the newborn stage is. Yeah. Like she actually slept pretty good. Like, my newest is not sleeping great. The sleeping situation is a little bit more complicated. I feel like he definitely, like, I feel like we're, I don't know the word fussy, but he just, the connection, he has an easier time with my wife than me. And maybe it's because I'm not settled. Maybe he can sense that. I don't know. But I definitely feel as though there's a guilt in me when I'm like, oh, like when it's just him and I and the rest of the family's not there. And I'm like, oh, dang, I wish I was outside playing. Oh. I wish I was doing something. I do, and I feel bad about it. And then I'm like, oh, is this stage going to go away? Is this, should I feel bad about it? And I was curious if other parents went through these type of stages or if it was just me and like, yeah, you suck. I don't know. but like, has anyone else felt like they just didn't love a certain stage, like Kevin had pointed out, or is the newborn stage different for men or women or anything like that? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. You can give us a call or text us on that number too as well. Connection with a baby and your baby is such an interesting and complex thing. And it comes with so many different emotions. My wife and I just had a newborn and I feel like I just don't love the newborn stage. Can anyone relate or am I just crazy? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I think babies are adorable, but other than that, they don't do much. And I think like the baby snuggles are really interesting because with my son and my daughter, I did like instantly kind of get it. And this is where my guilt, I think, is coming from is like when I was like, oh, this is my first son, my first born, my first baby. I like loved every single second of those newborn snuggles. And then with my daughter, maybe it was because it was my first girl or I was just exhausted as a dad. I was like, loved the slowdown. But when now with my newborn, I feel like I'm just not connected and not excited about the newborn stage. I feel like I'm making a huge mistake and I'm constantly thinking about when he's grown up. Man, when these kids are 6, 4, and 2 and he's rolling around, yeah. I keep making that comment. And my wife's like, Brett, stop trying to speed up time. Like, just appreciate it.
I was just going to say, maybe it's the fact that you know what's coming. Like, you're anticipating, oh, well, I like the 2-year-old stage better. I like the 3-year-old stage better. So now you're just like, well, I'm kind of waiting for this stage to be over so you can talk to me.
But every kid's different, though. So that's where I don't think it's really fair to try and speed up time because you don't know. Ellis, your brand new son, could wake up tomorrow and be the easiest newborn child that you've had yet. Like, every child truly is different. But the biggest thing that I want to tell you about this is I really wish that you wouldn't feel guilt about anything.
Oh, I do feel, I feel like crap because of it. I do feel terrible.
You shouldn't feel this. I'm not a parent myself, but my sisters are parents, my brother. I see these parents, and everybody has a stage that they feel the most confident in, that they feel like they do the best job parenting at. And it's okay that you're not in that phase right now. You know that you're an active go, go, go person, and the toddler phase is more for you. That doesn't mean that you're a bad parent, that newborn stage isn't your favorite. It's stressful. It's hard. Like, you are not alone in this. So I really, really don't want you to feel guilt.
They do say, like, you forget, like, you just kind of black out the hard days. And my wife and I were arguing because I was like, man, Emerson was so easy with sleeping and Emerson did this and she was so chill. And my wife's like, I think you're just forgetting and you're just putting her on like a pedestal because she's 2. And I was like, no, I remember thinking we got this. And then like with the newborn, like it is exhausting and draining. And I'm like, did I remember thinking it sucks so bad? Yeah. And maybe you just forget until they're older. You're like, it was all good. Like, I don't remember.
How are Ellis's brother and sister doing? Because I can remember my nephews when, you know, the second one came around, he was like, he didn't do nothing. When's it going to do something? You know? And there's that weight of when they're going to actually be active. And I think that that's kind of your feeling.
They're probably part of the problem because they're obsessed. So they want to include him in everything. And then and that makes me, I think, hit that fast forward button all the time. Like, yeah. I can't wait till he can be a part of it. Like, they literally will, like, I was like, hey, why don't you guys go downstairs and build a tent and, you know, pretend like you're camping. They love to do this now. And they're like, okay. And they're always like, does Ellis want to come with? And I'm like, I can't wait for him to, like, run down there and be able to play with them. And I can't wait for those moments. But I do think I'm one of those, like, I'm constantly putting, like, the fast forward button on, like, or at least picturing it. Yeah. Instead of appreciating these moments, like, we got a rare, like, we think we posted on our Instagram. It was like the only picture I think we got of the five of us for the 4th of July on our Instagram, because it's hard to get those moments. And so I should soak up those moments. Mm-hmm. Getting those moments of the five of us all together, because we're constantly running around and doing stuff. I need to soak up these moments, but I'm guilty of going, when will the next stage happen? And I just sometimes need to, like, take a deep breath and just appreciate the stage I'm in. But right now, like, all he does is poop and sleep. I'm like, what else is he going to do?